This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, May 5th. I just rolled out of bed, so let's try to get through this one together. 2.5 million cruisers. That's how many guests will be visiting Royal Caribbean's Perfect Day at Coco Cay this year. Royal Caribbean shared some of the data on its private island during an earnings call yesterday morning, including that right now Perfect Day is seeing around 11,000 passengers per day and welcomed a quarter of a million guests from January to March of this year alone. For reference, the island saw 2 million in 2022. Half of Royal Caribbean's fleet is also now calling to Perfect Day. And upcoming ships Icon and Utopia of the Seas will also be visiting there next year. The cruise line will also be opening a new adults-only area on the island later this year called Hideaway Beach, which will add even more capacity to the island. And Royal Caribbean has canceled many of its stops in Skagway, Alaska this summer on Quantum of the Seas because of that pesky rock slide. The pier was damaged last year by those rock slides, and it isn't quite yet ready to accommodate two large ships at one time. A variety of voyages from May to September have been impacted. Those sailings will now be calling to Icy Strait Point or Ketchikan. In addition to Quantum of the Seas sailing Alaska, Royal Caribbean also has three other ships sailing the region, Radiance, Brilliance, and Ovation of the Seas. And after joining the Carnival Cruise Line fleet late last year, Carnival Luminosa has embarked on her first voyage from the U.S. The ship departed Seattle on Thursday afternoon for her first Alaska cruise, which stops in Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and Victoria. Luminosa spent the first part of the year sailing in Australia from November of last year until April. Carnival Luminosa is one of the line's three ships sailing in Alaska this season alongside Carnival Miracle and Spirit. In mid-September, the ship will offer a 30-night trans-Pacific voyage back to Australia. Luminosa was originally launched as Costa Luminosa back in 2009. And the photo of the week comes from James in Salt Lake City. He was sailing on Carnival's Mardi Gras last week and took this time lapse. Thanks for sending this in, James. Send yours to Doug at cruiseradio.com. Remember, all photos and videos are subject to error. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 0.5%, 9.39. Royal Caribbean up 7.2%, 71.88. And Norwegian down 2.8%, 13.75. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.